It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson defended her record Tuesday as she took questions for more than 13 hours on day two of her Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation hearings. Jackson, who will be the first Black woman to serve on the court if confirmed, faced finger-pointing, accusatory questioning from Republicans on the committee, fighting back against allegations, including Josh Hawley's suggestion that as a federal judge, she had given light sentences in child pornography cases. She said, as a mother and a judge, nothing could be further from the truth. Despite assurances from Lindsey Graham that it wouldn't be a circus and from Marsha Blackburn that it would be respectful, it was in fact quite the opposite.
What faith are you, by the way?
Senator, I am Protestant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Non-denominational.
Okay. Could you fairly judge a Catholic?
And if those questions weren't offensive enough, check out Marsha Blackburn.
What's your hidden agenda? Is it to let violent criminals, cop killers, and child predators back to the streets? Is it to restrict parental rights and expand government's reach into our schools and our private family decisions? Is it to support the radical left's attempt to pack the Supreme Court? You have praised the 1619 Project, which argues the U.S. is a fundamentally racist country, and you have made clear that you believe judges must consider critical race theory when deciding how to sentence criminal defendants. Is it your personal hidden agenda to incorporate critical race theory into our legal system? Do you interpret Justice Ginsburg's meaning of men and women as male and female?
Again, because I don't know the case, I don't know how I interpret it. I need to read the whole
okay.
thing.
Okay. Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in okay. this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
No, she's not a biologist. And it got worse, seriously, from people like Tom Cotton and Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz. It was sickening. Unfortunately, each of these senators gets another 20 minutes of questioning on Wednesday before the hearing concludes. But she held her ground, she answered all the questions, and she kept her cool. Jackson is awesome. President Biden is on his way to Brussels, where on Thursday he'll attend a trio of emergency summits with NATO, the G7, and the European Council. But before Biden's speech to NATO, President Zelensky will virtually address the leaders from Ukraine. The Kiev Independent is reporting that he will, quote, speak about the need to stop Russia's war crimes by closing the sky above Ukraine or supplying the country with air defenses. For Biden, the talks are also a venue to demonstrate the foreign policy credentials he promised as a candidate when he vowed to restore American leadership and repair broken alliances. Russia is now refusing to rule out the possibility of using nuclear weapons. And their troops have begun firing on the city of Mariupol, now from ships in the Sea of Azov. The Times of London is also reporting Wednesday morning that Russia has dropped phosphorus bombs on the city of Kramorsk. Meanwhile, a Russian court on Tuesday convicted opposition leader Alexei Navalny of fraud and sentenced him to 9 years in a maximum security prison. The 45-year-old Navalny is an outspoken critic of Putin, and he's already serving a 2.5-year sentence for parole violation over earlier fraud charges. You may recall, Navalny was convicted of contempt of court for insulting a judge in a previous trial and has been ordered to pay a fine of 1.2 million rubles. It's about $11,000. In 2020, Navalny was poisoned with a nerve agent he claims was an attack from the Kremlin. Closer to home, a judge on Tuesday found Coy Griffin, a Cowboys for Trump co-founder and, an Otero County, New Mexico commissioner, seriously, guilty of misdemeanor trespassing on federal grounds during the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Griffin was arrested on January 18th and accused of knowingly entering restricted areas without lawful authority. Okay. And more weird, horrible weather. A tornado touched down in New Orleans late Tuesday night, killing one person, destroying dozens of homes, and knocking out power to thousands of residents. The twister spawned from a system that left a trail of destruction through Texas and Oklahoma on Monday. More than 50 million people spent the night under a severe weather advisory across the southern U.S. as storms pummeled the region. The same system is now expected to move across the Carolinas and up to parts of Virginia on Wednesday. Well, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Tuesday said she tested positive for COVID-19 for a second time. Therefore, she's not accompanying President Biden on his trip to Europe. She said she and the president participated in two socially distanced meetings on Monday and that the president tested negative for COVID in a Tuesday PCR test. And on an unrelated note, check this out. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has now held more press briefings in the last 14 months than were held during the entire 4 years of the former guy's administration. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.